why is this policy so ridiculous? We alluded to it at the beginning of the talk. Why are the authorities pushing it so hard and closed down any debate on something?
It's, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand it as the evidence gets worse from their point of view, as the evidence for it working gets weaker. And as they admit that it works topically, and as the evidence of harm seems to be growing, instead of slowing down, they're going after it more vigorously. And it's difficult. It's difficult to explain what I consider irrational behavior. You try to find a rational explanation for irrational behavior. And I've struggled with this. If you read our book, we leave motivations right to the end. There are, I think, some economic interests involved, but I think the explanation is fairly benign as to why. And that is, I think, that they feel that losing fluoridation will lose the public's trust. And if you lose the public's trust, they are worried about other public health policies. Now, saving 0.6 of a tooth surface does not seem something that I would go back for myself. But if the other public health policies, you might want to go back for if you're measuring vaccination. Vaccination is worth billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical industry. And we know in the United States there's a very unhealthy relationship between the FDA, the CDC, and the pharmaceutical industry. There are more lobbyists for the pharmaceutical industry in Washington than congressmen. So, you know, we're pretty suspicious about that. So, in other words, once again, you're seeing, possibly, a bad activity justified by a greater good. The greater good is to protect these other health policies that they really believe in, and they feel threatened. And as I try to intimate, to me, the sure way to lose the public's trust is to keep pushing this practice long after it can be justified scientifically. So they would do better. If that's their calculation, they do better to come out clean. I've sometimes said, look, and you can take it or leave it, this is just a way of, I can picture it, right? It's like defending a medieval castle. The medieval castle has an outer perimeter, an inner perimeter, a moat, a drawbridge, and a castle, and a king in the castle. So what's the analogy? The outer perimeter is fluoridation, the inner perimeter is vaccination. Pull up the drawbridge and defend the castle. And the castle is orthodox medicine. One pill from the pharmaceutical industry for every ailment. And of course the king here is the pharmaceutical industry and their control of modern medicine. That's why I think they may take a special delight in attacking chiropractors, people that practice alternative medicine. It's all part of the same thing of protecting orthodoxy. And as I say, the first battle, as they see it, is protecting fluoridation. They see the floodgates opening as we crazy lunatic people come out and attack all their other precious practices. And I'm not saying that because I am opposed to vaccination, blah, blah, blah. I think vaccination has done some good things. I think we have too many vaccines in our babies, far too many. I do not like the use of organic mercury. So don't think that I'm opposed to fluoridation because I'm really opposed to vaccination. No, I would like to focus it on fluoridation.